There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 19th edition. We have a loaded 15-game slate on tap with tons of bats to target and some very interesting pitching decisions. Last night's pitching, as we said, was complete garbage, and it turned out that way. Kershaw, oh so close, and then the grounding to Altair, who I mentioned, if you wanted to be contrarian in the GPP, Altair loves facing lefties. Well, if any of you rolled the dice there, I didn't. But if anybody did, that paid off in spades. Or diamonds. I always screw that one up. Yep, it's early on a Tuesday. And then Bundy, oh so close again, and he gets destroyed. If those two guys just show up, I'm fine. Corbin wasn't ideal, but he still wasn't horrible. He at least hung around, didn't get blitzed, don't give up that three-run homer. Things are just fine. So, yep, another one of those nights where just pitching is bad. You're going to see that a lot in September, a lot of bad pitching in September. Tonight we have some interesting pitching, some good pitching, some guys that used to be good that have struggled, that have high upside at cheap prices. It's a very interesting slate where a lot could happen in the good or the bad, and neither would surprise me these days, but it's very interesting. So let's get to your totals. Nationals, Braves, 8. Rangers, Mariners, 9.5. Cardinals, Reds, 9.5. A's, Tigers, 10.5. Mets, Marlins, we're waiting on it because they've had some pitching changes, and that's going to happen a lot. Even like last night, Alcantara came in for Cotton, and the alert came out like 3 minutes before lock for the A's. So this time of year, it's all hands on deck. It's not as bad as the NBA, but it's pretty darn close at times. Twins, Yankees, 8.5. Brewers, Pirates, 8.5. Dodgers, Phillies, 8. Royals, Blue Jays, waiting on that one because I have no idea who's throwing for the Royals. Rockies, Giants at 8. Indians, Angels at 8.5. White Sox, Astros, 9. Cubs, Rays, 8. Red Sox, Orioles, 8.5. D-backs, Padres, 8.5. So a lot of 8.5s and above. That's what I'm saying. You have some interesting pitching choices, so they're not horrible. Baseball's, the people that make the lines aren't just destroying them like they usually do. Your weather concerns, Dodgers at Phillies, wind is blowing in hard from center field, so definitely a good spot there. Minnesota Yankees blowing in hard from left center, 20 to 30% chances of rain, shouldn't be that bad, hopefully. You have St. Louis and Cincinnati, scattered showers, 20 to 30% chances there. Oakland, Detroit starts out just very light chances as the night goes on, the rain gets potentially worse up to 30 to 40%, so keep an eye on that. And then Oakland and the Giants, wind blowing out as normal in that ballpark. But a lot can change as the day goes on, so just keep your eye on that. Let's get into your pitching. Your top priced option tonight is Mad Max Scherzer, $12,800 at the Atlanta Braves. Good ballpark for Max to give up a couple in that cheap seats over there in right field. His last start out was not pretty. Not pretty. Against Atlanta, 6 innings, 7 hits, 7 earned, 7 Ks, 6 walks, 5.7. 5.7, 17.5, 10.9 his last 3 starts. That doesn't cut it for Mad Max pricing. And then you had a 33 in there, and then a 28, 25, then a 2.3. Just not ideal. Not ideal at all. He's averaging 18.6 points per game on the season against the Braves. A lot of that was factored into the last start because prior to that, 19 and two-thirds. of only 7 earned instead of 25 and 2/3 and 14 earned. Still, 12-8's a lot to ask. Is he in a great spot? Sure. The Braves aren't the biggest strikeout team, like 19.3%, not much at all. But Scherzer strikes out the world, doesn't walk many, good ground ball rate. They have the lowest total on the slate. Everything you want to hear about Mad Max. He might come back just ticked off after his last start. But still, tonight might be a night that's better to take a gamble on pitching with the, like, I always say there's upside with guys that I talk about. Some of these guys have extreme upside. So maybe take some gambles and load up on a bunch of home run bats and go for the moon. That's kind of the approach I'm going to take. We've seen how this higher-end pitching, especially a team like the Nationals, even though Dusty Baker's a moron, a team like the Nationals who has clinched their division or are very close to clinching it, I believe, what's the point in throwing Max Long in a game? Just throw him, 80 to 90 pitches, get him out. If they do that, you're screwed at 12-8, unless he strikes out everybody under the sun. So it's an interesting play. Not saying he can't be good, just very interesting. Next up in this price range is Zach Godley at $11,100. If you are paying up, this is the guy I probably look to a little more than Mad Max in this situation. He's at San Diego against the Padres. Yes, the Padres that beat up on Corbin. But he's coming off just outstanding outings. His last three starts, 33 points at home against Colorado, 27-4 at home against San Diego, 24-1 at Colorado. In that game against San Diego, 7 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned, 9 Ks. He's averaging 16.3, so his prior start against – he's at 3 starts against him. So a little hiccup the other 2 starts against San Diego. But his last one looked great. He's looked great since coming back from the DL a little while back. The Padres strike out over 25% of the time, which is huge. Godley, 26.6% K rate. Ground ball rate, over 55%. He's in a phenomenal spot if you're paying up. This is my guy. 388 total. Lefty's 283. Righty's 269. Zach Godley's my guy at 11-1 if you're paying up over Max Scherzer. So up top in your 5-digit range, because I'm not touching you, Darvish, especially in Philadelphia. Again, if he pitches great, that's fine. He pitched good his last time out. Prior to that, he's been horrible. So I got Godley 1, Scherzer 2 up top. Now when you dip below 10, it gets a little more fun. You got Mike Clevinger at 9,500 on the road against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Clevinger's been filthy, 22, 27, 9, 27, 1, 31, 9 in his last 4 starts on the season. He's been better actually on the road fantasy points-wise and ERA, 2.56 ERA compared to 3.88 at home, 18.5 fantasy points per game compared to 14.8. So he's pitched much, much better on the road. You do have to keep in mind that the Angels only strike out 19.4% of the time. Clevinger striking out 27.3%. And as we mentioned with Clevinger, a lot of the time, it's his walks at 12% that get him in trouble. The last few starts, he's not walking anybody, and he's been downright filthy. Like, just outstanding stuff. So it's an interesting play. Not a bunch of strikeouts. 4.31 totals, middle of the pack. Lefties do it, 3.53. Righties only 2.59 off Clevinger. But he does make for a very nice play as a higher-priced, quote-unquote, option. But he's not in the 5-digit range at 95, so I have zero problem with Clevinger. But tonight, I'm looking at value. And if you don't want to look at value, you want to look for a little more pricey and safety, well, then you go Godley, you go Clevinger. I have zero problem with that. Zero. But we're going to keep moving on. Marcus Stroman, $8,400 at home against the Kansas City Royals. The Kansas City Royals team that's bats have gotten very, very quiet, and you're having a Stroman who at home, 2.61 ERA compared to 3.68 on the road, 18.4 fantasy points per start. Coming off 22.1 at home against Baltimore in 6 innings of no earned runs, 7 strikeout performance. Last 2 starts, 7-6 on the strikeout column. Kansas City, another team that doesn't strike out a lot, so you got to keep that in mind. 19.5% K rate. Stroman strikes out over 20%. Does have a very good swing and strike rate. And something I love every time we look at his stats, 62% ground ball rate. Clevinger, Stroman, and there's a couple more tonight, which we're actually not going to even talk about. Big ground ball guys. And I absolutely love that factor in him. Still waiting for a team total on this because we don't know who Kansas City's throwing. I looked it up again right now as we're speaking. But lefty's only 295 off Stroman. Righty's 323. It is a good ballpark to hit in. There's no question of that. You got Hosmer, Moustakas. Moss is actually heating up power-wise at least. There's a lot there, but Stroman, the way he's pitched at home, very good spot, and you're getting him at $8,400 with the upside we've been talking about. He's got pretty much, to me, similar to upside to Clevinger, and you're saving $1,100. Now we go down some more, and a guy I really, really like at this price. And a lot of these upside guys also have, quote-unquote, on paper, tough matchups. Well, no, it's name value matchups. I'll explain to you when we do them why they're not. But I love this play at $8,300, Aaron Nola, against the Los Angeles Dodgers at home. Sure, the Dodgers could go off. You saw them go for a couple runs early yesterday, inside the park, home run to lead off by Taylor. The red rocket, whatever they're calling Justin Turner these days, goes deep. It's 2-0 in the first. Pivetta's on the ropes. Oh, no, the Dodgers are going to blow up. Nope. They lost 4-3 as Granderson hit a home run in the ninth. Nothing else. Pivetta was good. Aaron Nola's better. Aaron Nola's much better. His last start at home, 36.2 points. He's been phenomenal at home. 36-2 at home against Miami. 26-2 at home against Atlanta. Did struggle against Miami. 31-4 against the Mets. 34-5 against Houston. Those are his last four home starts. He's averaging 24.8 points per game at home, a 3.01 ERA, 94 Ks, and 80 2/3 innings pitched at home this season. And that is huge, because one thing the Dodgers do that a lot of people don't pay attention to, they strike out at a clip of 22.6% of the time. Nola striking out 26%, swinging strike rate close to 11%, ground ball rate of almost 50%, limited hard contact. Dodgers team total is 429. It's just below the Angels. Lefty's 319, righty's only 273. I like Nola a lot. He could get hit because the Dodgers are good. You got Bellinger. You got Puig's hitting well, Turner. There's a lot of guys to worry about, but the way Nola's been pitching, especially at home, he had a hiccup or two, but overall, in the second half of the season, he has been one of the better pitchers in all of baseball. He's not the name value guy. He does have some big strikeout games. We've seen huge ones. He's not like the Corey Klubers of the world that, okay, it's going to be 10-plus Ks every time, 7 to 8, 9 innings of 1-2 shutout baseball, something. But Nola's been very, very good, and you're getting him at $8,300. We've been paying five digits for that guy recently. These are the values I'm talking about. If he gets blown up, they're already factoring in the Dodgers' pricing on this. That's what's good about a lot of these. They're factoring in people are going to say the Dodgers, like, oh, he's so good. Okay, we can't put him at $10,000 because no one will use him. But even at $8,300, they might not. So, yeah, okay, we're going to go $8,300. If you look at what are you really into this one? We look at Darvish is a minus 150 favorite in this matchup. So he's a home dog, but not a heavy home dog. How many times has Darvish been a huge, huge favorite in most of his matchups, especially against the Philadelphia Phillies team? Nola's getting the respect from up above in the places that make the lines. So keep that in mind. And after Nola, the last guy in this range, this is going to gross people out, is Chris Archer. But the reason I'm looking at this, and I know he's been bad and he might have arm issues, he might not. They're saying he's healthy. The velocity has not changed in any of his starts. The velocity has stayed the same. The movement has stayed the same. He's just been hiccupy. 7.6 points against the Yankees, 3 earned and 4 innings pitched. He threw 92 pitches. Minus 1.3 at Boston. He had the 2 home runs he gave up at Chicago and got taken out when he did have the arm hiccup. Prior to that, though, 26-2 at St. Louis, 32-5 against Toronto, 26-8. 16-6, 21-9, 15-9, 22-1, all scores we would take at $7,900. Maybe he's broken. We don't know. But at that price tag, at home in a very, very good pitching ballpark in the Trop, first game back in Tropicana for the Rays since the Hurricane Irma situation, facing a Cubs team that everyone runs for Z Hills on, just like the Dodgers, and we talk about it over and over and over again, they are not that team right now. Could they blow up? Sure. But you saw it over the weekend against the Cardinals. You've seen it so many times. They blow up once or twice a week. Hopefully it's not tonight. They have a 22.5% strikeout rate versus righties. Archer strikes out almost 30% of the batters he faces. Ground ball rate of 41%. Huge swinging strike rate. The hard contact rate's high. That there's no sugarcoating, especially the last month. He got hit hard when he's having these hiccups. There's no sugarcoating that. But the Cubs have the fifth lowest team total at 3.93. Lefty's 332, righty's 283. If you want to fade Archer, the Cubs are priced down. They're cheap, which tells you something. DK put the Cubs bats cheap, and they put Archer cheap. Who are they respecting? It's a question mark. Because the way Archer's priced, they're factoring in he's struggling, or is it because he's facing the Cubs, or both? But the Cubs' bats are so cheap, it makes you think, okay, they're respecting Archer. So if you want to fade Archer, you can get Rizzo relatively cheap, you get Happ cheap, a lot of lefties are cheap. in the DK pricing. At the same time, Archer at $7,900, a guy at that price tag with his strikeout upside, you know he can give up a couple of runs, still strike out 8+ in 6 innings, and for $7,900, he can get you into 20 points, no problem. No problem at all. When you look at Archer, also the last thing I'll mention here, if I can find it, there it is. He's actually a -112 favorite over Mike Montgomery. So he's favored in this game against the Cubs. Something else to keep in mind in that matchup. So in your 7, 8, 9 range here, I got Archer 1, Nola 2, and then Stroman and Clevinger like 3A, 3B. And it's just Archer and Nola because of the price you're getting, the upside. If they get hit, you know the matchup you're getting into where the potential's there. But the upside, both these guys have 25 to 30 point upside when they're on. And they have guys, they're facing teams that do strike out, unlike Clevinger and Stroman and even Scherzer. Their matchups that are 19% or less strikeout teams. So the upside is tremendous. Let's get down below 7 where we have one of our favorite guys priced at $6,800, but he's at home in a great hitter's ballpark against a Red Sox team that just blew up his teammate. We got Kevin Gausman. Do you want to take the risk? He's coming off a 25-point performance at Toronto, got beat up against the Yankees, then 25-9 at home against Toronto, 27-1 at Boston, 7 2/3. Four hits, 0 earned, 5 Ks. He's been very, very good, especially if Caleb Joseph's catching. If Caleb Joseph isn't catching, don't do it. But for $6,800, another guy, if he doesn't, you know, have that great start, only gets you 10 to 15, hopefully gets you at least that, you're still okay. Just don't get the negative numbers and we'll make it work. The Red Sox don't strike out a ton. They're at 19.6% strikeout rate. Gausman 11% swinging strike, 21.3% strikeout rate himself. Boston has a low team total, also 4-2-2, lower half of the slate. Very interesting matchup at $6,800 brings back tremendous value. I have no problem with like Nola Archer, Nola Gausman, Archer Gausman combos, rolling those dice, praying to God they don't get shelled and get every bat you want. I have zero problem with that. You can pay up if you want to. Again, no problem with that. But these are the guys I'm building around. I'm going value. I'm staying. I'll sprinkle some Godley, I'll sprinkle some Clevinger, but I'm sticking with Nola, Archer, Gausman, and maybe a couple more guys down below here. Like Trevor Williams at home against the Milwaukee Brewers at $6,600. Trevor Williams is a guy we've targeted at times, like especially at home. His last few home starts against Cincy, 24-4, against the Dodgers, 20.8. Then he got beat up against St. Louis at home, then 28 against Detroit, 15-2 against Cincy. So at home, 4 of his last 5 starts, you're getting like 16 or more points. He's averaging 16.7 points against Milwaukee in one start, 6 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned, 7 Ks. The reason I like him, he has definite strikeout stuff. Lefties can't hit him. There's no sugarcoating that. But he's in a good ballpark in PNC to pitch in. Milwaukee strikes at almost 26% of the time. He's got a 48% ground ball rate. When you look at the team totals, Milwaukee's only middle of the pack at 4.34. Lefties 3.30, righties 2.97. As punt plays come, it's kind of like why I like Suter yesterday, but I wish he went deeper. Williams is even a better spot at $6,600 against Milwaukee. Big K upside, good ballpark. It loves pitching at home. When you go below Williams, it gets dicier, of course, but Martin Perez at Seattle, another good pitching ballpark in Safeco. This isn't the huge upside, but he's averaging 12.1 a game against Seattle this year. He's basically like a 10 to 15 point guy with every now and then 20 point upside. That's the only reason why I'm looking at him. You're not going to light the world on fire. He's pitched better at home of late. At Houston, 17.2 points. At LA, 21.6. At the Mets, 27.6. Those are his last 3 home starts. It's very risky. You know, Nelson Cruz against the lefty, that's never fun. But at the price tag of $6,200, definitely allows you to do a lot. Seattle strikes out around 20% of the time against your lefties. They do have a high total of 509, lefties 300, righties 365. He does give up the long ball too, so it is a massive risk. One of the riskier ones I mentioned today, actually. I'd rather look elsewhere, but if you want to, I get it. He'll be super low owned. No problem with it. And the last guy at $5,800, if you need to go real, real cheap, Luis Gohara of the Atlanta Braves, the big young stud, left-handed monster, big strikeout stuff. Last start was at Washington, 23.9 points, 6 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned, 6 strikeouts. It's not fun facing the team back-to-back times, and now they've got a little book on you. But the strikeout stuff is legit, and Gohara's facing a team that strikes out 22% of the time versus lefties. Just keep in mind, the Nats do have some guys that can hit lefties well. 4-5-1 totals, not super high for the Nats. Lefties 2-14, righties 3.89 in a small sample. Still risky with Gohara, but at 5,800, very, very good upside in that matchup. So let's recap real quick as we go get ready to go to the bats. Your top price guys, Godley 1, Scherzer 2. In the middle, I got Archer, Nola, and then Stroman and Clevenger at 3A, 3B. Then you slide down, Gossman 1, Williams 2, and then Gohara 3, Perez 4. Now let's get into the bats on this 15-game slate. Remember I said, let's go for some dongs. Kick it off the catcher's position, Gary Sanchez versus Barrios at 47 is always a GPP option. Then it gets fun. Chris Sinead is 4K. It's at San Diego, not the best ballpark to hit him, but he has loved hitting lefties. Usually hits about second in the order against lefties. And Travis Wood has been hot garbage this year. He is just bad. There's no sugarcoating it. 462 total for the D-backs. Lefties 360. Righties 392 off Wood. Teams are destroying him right now. No one's going to own Sinead at that price. So just keep that in mind. Contrarian-wise, very intriguing. Then you can go down a bit. A guy like Yadi Molina in Great American Small Park at $3,800 against Jake Stevens, I believe is his name. Jackson Stevens, my bad. 4.68 total, lefties 3.75, righties 2.35 in a very small sample. And then it gets interesting. Mike Zunino loves hitting lefties with a lot of power. He's 3,500 versus Martin Perez. We definitely can go to Zunino at 35. Zero problems with that one. The farther down you look, you got guys like John Hicks, he's 3,300, going up against the likes of Daniel Gossett, lefties 336, righties 363. They have the second highest total behind the A's in that matchup, so definitely something to look at there. Wellington Castillo, we hope he doesn't start because then we wouldn't like Gossman, but if he does, he destroys left-handed pitching. Facing Drew Pomeranz in that ballpark at 33, Castillo is in play there. You can go a little farther. A guy like Wilson Ramos versus the lefty Montgomery at 32 is intriguing. He has been kind of quiet of late. Montgomery has limited hard contact, but he is worth a look in that matchup. Steven Vogt versus Trevor Williams at 31 is an option around the 3K range. Miggy Montero, well, we don't know who's throwing for Kansas City. They say it might be a lefty, but I don't know anything yet. Everywhere I just looked, MLB.com, everywhere, I can't find it. I apologize for that. But it could be interesting in that matchup for some Toronto catching options because they have some cheaper guys too. But as we dig down farther, you look at guys like Alex Avila against Archer at $2,900 is interesting. Very interesting play there. A guy like this is a play I like a lot. $2,900, well, I like him most nights. But Brett Nicholas of the Texas Rangers, a left-handed catching bat. You know, you got a catcher hitting 310, a backup catcher. He had 12 points his last time out, but like, here's his game logs. He's always below 3K. 12, 0, 4, 7, 14, 3, 7, 0, 23, 21. That's big boy upside there, those big double-digit games. Like half of his, like 5 out of 10 games, he's double-digit in it for you. He's $2,900 against a guy like Mike Leake, who you know can get hit. So Nicholas at 29 is always a guy to keep an eye on in those matchups where he gets the start. The farther down you look, who is pitching for the Angels tonight? I missed that one. Cleveland's facing Tyler Skaggs. Yep. You have either Perez at – I don't know if I want to pay the price I saw Perez out, actually. Perez for Cleveland's 3,200, but you also got Yan Gomes down here at a nice, nice $2,800 versus the lefty Tyler Skaggs. Something to keep in mind there. Lefty's 319, righty's 326. Gomes at 28 is a nice cheap option. You got Tucker Barnhart at 2,800 versus Stevens. We mentioned Stevens has gotten hit 375 versus lefties, 235 versus righties. So Tucker Barnhart's a nice cheap option at 2,800 in Great American Small Park. If you go down farther, like a Bruce Maxwell at 2,700, he had another nice night last night. The A's do have the highest total at 529 facing Chad Bell. Lefties, Chad Bell is a left-handed pitcher, though, so he might not crack the lineup, but lefties do at 328, righties 403 off Bell. If he does crack it, I still don't mind him at 27. He had 10 more points last night. Been playing very, very well. If not, you might have a Garneau or Fegley back there to use as well. All options in that matchup. James McCann in the same game at 27 versus Gossett. I like both those guys. Two of the highest totals. A lot to like with those bats there. Farther down you go, like Matt Wieters at 26. He does hit lefties really, really well, so keep an eye on him. He's just so inconsistently bad. I'd almost gamble with one of the other options if I had to choose between the two. Caleb Joseph at 2,300. I don't mind versus Pomeranz. Joseph, he's quieted down, but was hitting the ball really, really well for a while there, so keep an eye on him. Other than that, check your lineups and see who cracks them. There will be other options available, as always. Heading over to first base, Goldie versus Wood at 5,600 is outstanding. I also absolutely love Joey Votto versus Jack Flaherty. Flaherty, who is a good young arm, really good young arm. But in that ballpark, lefties 430, righties 332 to start the season. Reds 482 total. Joey Votto at 5,300 is just great. If you want to fade Nola, Bellinger's 52, no problem with that. Matt Olson, it'll be lefty-lefty, but he's 5K versus Bell, so maybe temper your expectations, but he's homering every day. 4 days in a row now, just crushing baseballs. But I mentioned Anthony Rizzo's at a discount. You're getting him at 4,900 instead of in the 5K ranges. So Rizzo's in play. Encarnacion crushes his lefties. He's 48 versus Skaggs, averaging 8 points his last 10. Still, Votto's up top for me, and I love Goldie. If you can afford one of those two, they're in the best matchups. But if not, you go down to like a Rizzo as a contrarian player or an Encarnacion. No problem with that at all. Smoke, 4,600 versus Gavaglio is worth a look also. But as you go down some more, like a contrarian one, especially because it's righty-righty, people might sleep on it. But Jose Martinez has shown power. 4,600 bucks is a ton to pay for him. But in that ballpark against Stevens, makes him an intriguing GPP play. Not a play I'm running to. But really, really contrarian, because no one's going to use him at that price. Righty-righty matchup. But that ballpark against that pitcher makes Martinez a very sneaky play that I might not have any of. I just want to bring him up to you as an interesting option that no one's going to pay attention to. Ryan Zimmerman hits lefties well. He's 44, but I might watch that one a little more. A guy like Jose Abreu, just crushing baseballs. White Sox are crushing baseballs. They did get shut down by Matt Boyd, of all people, which just goes to show you can't predict baseball. That's why I give you the best advice I can, but more often than not, it doesn't work because that's baseball. But Colin McHugh, lefties 347, righties 315. He's gotten beaten up his last few starts out, and Abreu hits the ball really, really well. Like 4,400 bucks, lefties, righties, doesn't matter. Averaging 15.4 his last 10 games. He's an interesting option. Another guy that will probably go overlooked tonight on a night that's loaded with tons of great options. Guys will overlook guys like Abreu all the time. Farther down we look, Rhys Hoskins, I don't mind as a contrarian play against Darvish at 43. I'm not running to play that, but I don't mind it. Justin Bour at 43, and the Mets or the Marlins are in play yet again. They were obvious, just amazing play against Harvey last night. If it is Despaigne, lefties hit 350, or if it is Lugo, lefties hit 341, righties 332. So the likes of all batters, the big boys, but a Bour at 43 is definitely worth a look. You got Joey Gallo versus Leake at 4,100. I do like that. I mentioned Nicholas versus Leake as a lefty. Rangers 4,41 total. Righties 305. Lefties 334 off Mike Leake. So Gallo at 41 hasn't hit a bomb in a while. Oh, he hit one over the weekend, an absolute monster at 490-footer. But overall, it's been quiet. So definitely worth a look. A guy like Ryan Healy, you want to go sub 4K. Tons of power versus lefties and righties. He's 3,900 bucks versus Bell. That could be a very sneaky option because he's been slumping. People look away. Again, at the moment, we still have two games without totals, but A's with the highest total, lefties 328, righties 403 versus Chad Bell. So a Ryan Healy type of 39, sneaky nice upside. We go down farther, see who's pitching for KC and go from there, but like Matt Carpenter, 3,900 versus Stevens. That's a nice low-priced option in that ballpark. We've seen Carp have many home runs in Cincinnati. Leading off against a guy like Stevens, there's some definite upside there at 3,900. No one ever owns Carpenter. If you are fading Scherzer, Freddie Freeman at 3,900 bucks is insane savings. He has good history versus Mad Max, has taken him deep a few times, I believe. 3,900 bucks, first base, third base eligible. Tons of upside with that play. We go down to down to down. A guy like Josh Bell at 3,600 is not bad at all as a cheaper option. So you got some, as you can tell by the stalling, is we have some high priced options to talk about. Again, Eric Hosmer, if you're fading Stroman. Hosmer is having an amazing, amazing season. Still averaging 9 points his last 10 games. He's only 3,500 versus Stroman. Stroman, I respect him. I respect him a lot. But lefties do hit him well. It is a good hitter's ballpark. So Hosmer at 35 as a contrarian angle is very nice. Nicky Delmonico, first base outfield, playing a lot of cleanup for the White Sox. 3,500 bucks. Went deep his last game out, averaging almost 7 points a game his last 10 against McHugh, like I said earlier. Very good option there. They have McHugh with the White Sox, like the third lowest total, which I don't understand. But lefty's 347, righty's 315. Their bats are swinging it well outside of that Boyd start. So Delmonico at 35 is not a bad play at all. Chris Davis against Pomeranz, we probably sit and watch, but he was 3K yesterday, got a couple hits for us. Greg Bird versus Berrios at 33 could be a contrarian angle there. Louis Valbueno at 32 could be contrarian if you want to go that route versus Clevenger. Miggy Cabrera's 3K versus Gossett. I don't hate it because we know Miggy is not the Miggy of old right now. We get it. But a matchup against a pitcher like Gossett, if you want to punt it, I get it. I'd probably punt other positions with Detroit bats, but it's definitely in play. Other than that, we'll sit and look for options. I didn't see Dom Smith. I must have passed him. Dom Smith would definitely be an option tonight. Let me see if I can find his price for you real quick. Yeah, there he is. He's $3,300 versus Despaigne. Despaigne, lefties hit him at a clip of 352. Righties 244. So a guy like Dominic Smith at 3,300 for the Mets, another nice priced first base, low price first base option. Second base, Jose Ramirez day-to-day at 54, Hundo. But a guy like Altuve is worth a look at 51. You got Dozier versus the lefty, Sabathia at 5K, which is not bad at all. Paul DeJong's priced up, but he's 47 versus Stevens in that ballpark. Another contrarian play. St. Louis is priced up outside of Carpenter, apparently. So keep that in mind. Interesting angles there. Yoan Moncada is crushing baseballs. He's looking like the stud everybody thought he'd be. He's stealing bases. He's $4,700, though. So he's priced up, but he's very much worth a play, especially if you're stacking. If you're going for home run upside, he's got some. He's not probably the guy you're looking for, but he's got some. You scroll down some more. A guy like D. Gordon at 43 is in play. Yolmer Sanchez crushing baseballs of late as well himself. He's second base, third base at 41 versus McHugh. I don't hate it. But Scooter Jeanette at 4K, I like that a lot against Jack Flaherty. Again, lefty's 430. So Scooter at 4K is very, very much, might be one of my favorite second basemen on the day. Jed Lowry at 39 continues to hit the baseball very, very well. 15 more points last night, averaging 9.4. Just do what you got to do to get him in your lineup. He has a switch hitter, so don't worry about the lefty-lefty because it'll be lefty-righty. He is in play. Jonathan Scope, he hasn't been lighting the world on fire lately. Still crushing it when he can. 3,900 versus Palm. Ian Kinsler, 3,800. He went deep yesterday. I don't mind him again tonight. But then again, Ian Happ, $3,800 versus Archer as a contrarian angle. I don't mind that. Azurdo Cabrera, 3,800 versus Despaigne. Great play under 4K. Very good play. Joe Panik at 36, swinging the ball well, facing Marquez at home. Not the best of plays because of ballpark, but very contrarian in that one. Adam Frazier of the Pirates, 34 hundo. Don't mind that at all against Chase Anderson. Lefty's 267, righty's 304, but I still like what Frazier's been bringing to the dish. Second base outfield at 34. Rougui Odor's 33 versus Leak. Nice power upside if you're playing for dongs alone. It's a nice cheap option. Same with Johnny VR at 33, but I go Odor over VR. Cesar Hernandez, 3,200 versus Darvish. I don't hate that at all. Darvish loves giving up first inning homers, so keep that in mind. Solarte versus Godley at 31. If you're fading Godley, you go there. But a guy like Brandon Drury crushes left-handed pitching. I know it's in Petco, and he's kind of been quiet the last week or so. But Drury loves facing lefties at only $3,100, so that's a great low-priced option right there. Ozzie Albies, 3K versus Scherzer. Don't hate that at all. He had a couple hits against him when they faced off a week ago. Willie Calhoun, 2,900 versus Leak. Nice upside, low-priced option there. Chase Utley, 28. Don't mind that either as a low-priced option, but I'd probably go up to Calhoun or Albies if I could. And then you get down to the cheapies, and you'll probably have to check lineups here because nothing at the immediate impact standing out, but there will definitely be options down here. So check out the lineups and see what pops up. Maybe get Drew Robinson for like 23. Third base, Donaldson against Gavaglio at 54. Donaldson's going to come in off back-to-back double dong games. And he's facing Gavaglio. Okay, they have Gavaglio here for Kansas City, so maybe that's who's starting. Maybe that's our guy. We're still not certain, but that might be our guy. And if it is, he gets hit hard a lot. So Donaldson at 54 could be in play. But Arenado at 5K versus Cueto. I know it's Cueto. Cueto has struggled a bunch. Arenado has destroyed the baseball, period, this year, especially like the last month. But he crushes the Giants, especially at home. He just crushes the Giants. He just destroys them. So 5K, I don't care if it's in AT&T. he's worth a play. Machado at 47 is very intriguing. Rendon hits lefties well at 46. But I'm still not running to target Gohara yet. I get it if you do with the Nats. I'm just not running to do it. But like a Justin Turner at 45, not so. Eugenio Suarez at 44 versus Flaherty, I do like a lot. He'll get always gets overlooked. That matchup, I'm telling you, you got the total of 9.5. You got two young pitchers in a very hitter-friendly ballpark. Watch for the scattered showers, but Cincinnati 4.82 total, lefties 4.30, righties 3.32 off Flaherty. Cardinals 4.68 total, lefties 3.75, righties 2.35 off Stevens. So Suarez definitely in play at 44. Don't sleep on that. Travis Shaw 43 off Williams. Lefties do hit Williams very well. I mentioned Gallo at 41. Adrian Beltre at 41 is intriguing. Yomer Sanchez at 41 I like a lot. Then Jose Reyes, yet again, third base shortstop eligible. Facing off against Despaigne, 7 more points last night. Averaging 12.1 his last 10. Just continues to get it done at the plate. So he's 4K, second or shortstop, third base eligible. And again, Ryan Healy at 39. I don't mind him at all. First base, third base eligible. Bregman, he's third base shortstop, down to 3,900 tonight versus Giolito. That's very much worth a look. But there's Freddie Freeman staring you right in the face at 3,900. Value, value, value. Candelario for Detroit's starting to heat up. He's that young prospect they got from the Cubs. He's 3,800 versus Gossett. Don't hate that either. Very interesting play there. Dietrich at 37 versus Lugo. A nice cheaper option. But then Castellanos at 35. I love the price tag. They continue to not respect him. 16 more points last night. Went 3-for-4 again yesterday. He's averaging 11.5 of his last 10. He's hitting the ball. He's got 7 doubles and 2 homers in his last 10 games. He's just crushing the baseball at 3,500 against a guy like Gossett when you have the second highest total on the slate. There's a ton to like about Castellanos at 3,500. That's just too cheap. Too cheap. Moustakas at 33 is tremendous value. I know it's Stroman. I respect Stroman, but the power upside there at 33 is very, very nice. Mentioned Valbuena already at 32. Matt Chapman, 3K versus the lefty Bell is very, very, very nice at $3,000. Tons of power with Chapman. So that's an intriguing play. Then you can roll dices on like Camargo versus Scherzer at 3K. It's not the sweetest play, but it's there. You look at guys like Barney who's swinging it okay at 28. Yandy Diaz swinging it well at 27 versus Skaggs. Don't hate that as a punt option. That's not horrible at all as a punt option. J.P. Crawford versus Darvish at 26. Not ideal, but not horrible. Other than that, check your lineups. There'll be some more down here. Like Brian Anderson, if he plays third base for the Marlins, he's super cheap. He hit a triple last night. I told you the kid's really, really good. He just needs to get comfortable. Shortstop Lindor at 54 loves his lefty, so Lindor is a great spot tonight. You got Trey Turner, Paul DeJong, both okay options, but Zach Cozart at 47. I'm loving this Reds-Cardinals game. Loving it. Loving the Reds more than the Cardinals, but both very, very much in play. So Cozart at 47. You got Didi at 46 is okay, but then you got Andrus at 45. Not bad either. Then we'll dip down like Tim Beckham against Pomeranz at 41's in play, but Jose Reyes at 4K. I love that play still. Polanco 3,900 versus Sabathia. That's very much worth a look. You've got him below 4K now. Gene Segura versus a lefty at 39 is a steal. Segura loves facing lefties, has power versus lefties. He's averaging 10.1 in his last 10 games, 3 homers in that time period. Facing Perez at 3,900 bucks, Segura is a phenomenal play tonight at that price. Great play at that price. Really good play. Bregman at 39. Told you I don't mind him at all. Marwin Gonzalez at 38 is worth a look. He's outfield shortstop versus Giolito. I like Giolito, but this is a tough, tough spot in Houston for the kid. Very tough spot. Drew Cabrera at 38 I like a lot. That's a good value right there. Tim Anderson at 37 is not bad versus McHugh. You go down some farther. You got guys like... Wow. Chad Pender if you want to play for the home run at 33. I'm not running to play that, though. Solarte at 31, mentioned him earlier. Ryan Goins at 3K is not a bad punt at times. Freddie Galvis at 2,700 versus Darvish, I don't hate. J.P. Crawford, mentioned him at 26. Adam Rosales versus the lefty at 26. Brandon Crawford versus Marquez is down to 2,600. That's a decent value right there. We know what Crawford can do. He's just been slumping and inconsistent all year long. he's killed you in that respect. But for $2,600, the upside's definitely there with Crawford. And if he throws up a dud, it doesn't kill you. Where's my other boy? They priced him up a ton now. Urena of Toronto, who I love. He's been leading off, playing very, very well. He's up to $3,600. Not as appealing at $3,600. Be brutally honest with you. Not as much. But definite options at shortstop, especially down below, as always. But Lindor, 54, contrarian, high-priced option. Heading to the outfield, J.D. Martinez against Wood at 56 is money. Money in the bank. Stanton hit 55 yesterday. He's 5,500 tonight. Mookie Betts at 54, not bad at all. Judge went deep yesterday. You got Trout, who's always in play. All these plays are Captain Obvious plays. Bellinger, Rosario's not even bad. Blackman versus Cueto, all Captain Obvious. One I do like a lot, especially if Gossman struggles, is Benintendi at 5K. But then you dip down to like Tommy Pham. It's righty-righty, but $4,900 for Pham, who's crushing baseballs. Sneaky play in that ballpark. Pollock versus Wood at 48 is not bad. Buxton versus Sabathia at 47. These are the plays that are going to go overlooked because everyone's going to go up high, and then they're going to have to go down below for value. Nelson Cruz versus the lefty Perez is only $4,500. Put that in play. K with the Chris Davis versus the lefty Bell at 44. Outstanding play. These are great plays at these price points. Dexter Fowler in Great American Small Park against the guy that lefties crush at 44. Great play. You don't always have to pay at the top. It's always nice to see Martinez and Trout and those guys in your lineup. No doubt about it. But these guys are great. Cruz, Davis, Fowler, all supreme upside in these matchups. Yelich at 44. Very good play. I love Ryan Braun. He's crushing it. We usually pick lefties. I've been playing him every day right now. He's stealing bases. He had a steal last night, 3 steals in his last 10. He went deep last night. He had 24 points. He has 3 homers, 2 doubles, a triple, 3 stolen bases in his last 10 games, averaging 11.6 points per game. I know Williams is okay versus righties. I get it. But nice contrarian angle with Braun at 43. Upton double-donged on Sunday, but Clevenger is okay versus righties, but if he struggles, 43 is not a bad price tag. But a guy like Nomar Mazara against Mike Leake at 43, that's tremendous value. Josh Reddick at 43, like that a lot. Hoskins at 43, contrarian-wise, not bad options. Carlos Gonzalez is heating up a lot. He's 4,300 versus Cueto. If you want to trust Cargo, you can. I'm not fully on board there, but I totally understand it on a night like tonight. Farther down you go. Mitch Haniger versus the lefty Perez at 41. Very solid stuff. Schebler at 41 in Cincy. That's outstanding. That's at a great price tag. Austin Jackson does hit lefties well. He's 4K versus Skaggs. Just beware. If they get up big, they usually rotate them out. So that's been killer. Senzu Chu versus Mike Leake at 39 is great. Chu's been really, really hitting consistently well, especially against right-handed pitching. Towards the top of that order, he's 3,900. So keep him in mind. Yeah, Howie Kendrick versus the lefty at 39. He's been quiet of late. Mikey Montauk's hitting really, really well at 3,800. Keep him in mind. Schwarber at 38 for the power upside versus Archer. And they will have a DH in Tampa, so that would be nice. Marwin Gonzalez at 38. Talked about him already. The farther down you go. Adam Duvall's only $3,700 at Great American Small Park. There's your home run dart at 3,700. That's outstanding. McCutcheon's swinging it well. We prefer him versus lefties and righties, but he's 3,600. Harrison Bader, even at 35, I like him more against lefties and righties, but I don't hate him in this matchup. Mentioned Delmonico at 35. That's a great tag. Odubel Herrera has been swinging it really, really well of late. Facing off with Darvish at 35. I don't mind him at all. Very good play there. Very, very low owned play. I mentioned yesterday, Nori Aoki's swinging it really, really well. He led off yesterday, got you another 14 points. He's averaging 8.3 his last 10 games. There's nothing flashy about Nori Aoki, nothing. But he's playing really, really well, hitting at the top of the Mets order. You want to be contrarian and cheap, he's 3,500. As we get towards the bottom of the 3K range, like a Steven Souza at 34, a Cole Calhoun at 34, some low-priced upside. Grichik at 34 in that great matchup. Winker, especially, he's leading off. 3,400 is a great play. Really, really like that. Nemo at 3,400, hit in the middle of the Mets order. Inciarte and Marquez, 3,400 each versus Scherzer is contrarian action. So some really interesting low three-price guys to check out and see where you want to roll the dice. A guy like Alan Hansen of Chicago at 33, second base outfield eligible versus McHugh. He's an intriguing play because he can get on and steal some bags and surprise some people. Denard Span at 33 is way too cheap versus Marquez. Way too cheap versus Marquez. He's playing too good for that price tag. Piscotty at 32 is not a bad punt play for home run upside in that matchup. Almora Jr.'s face playing really well versus lefties and righties. If he cracks the lineup versus Archer at 31, he's worth a dart if you need to punt. Nick Williams at 31 versus Darvish I like a lot as a GPP play. Tremendous upside in that one. When you get to your 3Ks and below now, it'll get dicey. Like a Max Kepler is okay, but it's CC, so be careful. Willie Calhoun, he's $2,900, second base outfield eligible for Texas. I do like that as a below 3K range player. Let's see. No, not Alex Gordon. Phillips from Milwaukee, he's $2,700. Playing a lot more. He bats like 8th, which sucks, but he's been running. He stole a bag again last night for 12 points. So for $2,700, there's some upside with Brett Phillips and his matchup. Don't hate on that completely. Where's the guy I was looking for you? Derek Fisher's interesting at 2,600 against Giolito. He's probably seen him in the minor. He hit well the last couple nights. Austin Hayes of Baltimore, he's one of their top prospects. 14 more points last night. His right-handed bat versus Pomeranz. Someone to keep in mind at 2,500 as a sneakier play that has some really, really good upside, really good stuff in the minors. Farther down you go, and there will be other options, obviously. Like a Victor Robles at 24 is intriguing in his matchup. Heredia of Seattle against a lefty at 2,300. That has some big boy upside if he cracks the lineup. He does it lefties well. But check your lineups. I'll go through some more. Like Elaine Adams is 2,100 versus Scherzer as an ultimate punt. So there'll be tons to look at there. So let's recap your pitching up top. You got Godley 1, Scherzer 2. In the middle, you got Archer 1, Nola 2, and then Stroman and Clevenger like a 3A, 3B. Then down below, you got Gossman, Williams, then Gohara and Perez. Let's take a look at your BVP and send you on your way on a nice 15-game slate Tuesday to get you ready for the weekend. Chris Jimenez, 5 for 12 with a double off CC. Not much else there. Beckham and Castillo and Machado and Hardy have all taken Drew Pomeranz deep. Mookie Betts, 12 for 26. It's a 462 average with a double and three homers off of Gossman. Like that a lot. As you go down farther, Starling Marte, 8 for 16, two doubles and a homer off Chase Anderson. Gregory Polanco, 5 for 22 with three homers. Andrew McCutchen, 7 for 22, a double and a homer. Keep those in mind. I'm trying to find the bigger plays that actually have. Like Bautista and Smoke have both taken Gavaglio D, but they've only faced him like one game. Winker's taking Flaherty deep the only time he's faced him. Something to keep in mind. Stanton, 3 for 6 with a double and a homer off Lugo. Yelich's taking him deep as well. Not a lot of history with a lot of these matchups tonight. It's pretty interesting. Like the Cubs, not many. They've seen Archer once and he's pretty much shut him down. Freeman has taken Scherzer deep twice. Ruiz, Suzuki have taken him deep. Flowers, Garcia, and Kemp, they've all taken him deep. Marquez, 13 for 46, six doubles at 283 average, one of the better averages you'll see on the team against him. Like Albies is 2 for 4, Lane Adams 3 for 4. These youngsters have hit, or no, 2 for 3 and 1 for 2, sorry. As we go down farther, you got like Tim Anderson, 4 for 6, two doubles and a homer off McHugh. Brandon Guyer, who's not playing, he's 4 for 6 with two homers off Skaggs. That would have been nice. But Gene Segura, 3 for 6 with a homer off Perez. Zanino, 3 for 9 with two homers. Cruz, 7 for 19, a double and three homers. Modders, 3 for 7, two doubles. Seager, 16 for 41, a double and four homers, hitting 390. You got Guillermo Heredia, who I mentioned, for $2,300, 7 for 16 with two doubles. Valencia, 8 for 25, a double and a homer. Cano, not as good, but all really good stuff as a team. Cinsu Chu, 6 for 14, two doubles and two homers off Mike Leake. Gosselin, Napoli, Mazar have also homered. Carlos Gomez, who's not playing, has hit him well as also. Will Myers, 5 for 12 with a double or a triple and a homer off Godley. Ibar's taking him deep as well. As a team, not the greatest. Goldie, 4 for 6 off Wood. Pollock, 3 for 6, two doubles. Descalso's even 4 for 10 with a double and a triple. JD Martinez, 4 for 13 with a double and a homer. So lots to like against Wood, as we would have expected. Brandon Crawford, 3 for 4 with a double, and he's stupid cheap. Posey 2-for-4, Spann 3-for-5 with a double and triple. He's cheap. Posey's taking him deep. Pence is taking him deep as well. But the Rockies have hit Cueto very well. Trevor Story 5-for-17 with a double and 2 homers. Gerardo Parra's hitting 349, 15-for-43 with 4 doubles and 2 homers. Cargo 361 average, 13-for-36, 2 doubles and a homer. Blackman hitting 314, 11-for-35, 3 doubles and a homer. Mark Reynolds 273, 6-for-22 with a double and a homer. LeMahieu's hitting 344, 11-for-32 with a double. These aren't the smallest samples either. That's how I'm reading them all. Arenado has struggled. He has a double and a homer off him, but only in a .172. But the way he's hitting right now, I don't care about that. So there's your BVP and there's your 15-game slate. Check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDGens, TheSportsDGens.com. You'll have your MLB DFS quick hits today. The Always Pressing Tour Championship pod with myself and Jesse, DFS Golf Gods, is out and about and ready for you for the final leg of the FedEx Cup. Jesse will have his preview out today. I recorded a Bench with Bubba episode 56 with Ralph Lifshitz of Razzball.com. He's their prospect. Find him on Twitter at Prospect Jesus. He's their prospect guy. Did a great piece on Shohei Ohtani, so we talked about him for like the first, you know, third to half of the show, and then talked about guys, rookies and prospects this year that have come on the scene and done well, what to expect, some future stuff, lots of good prospect talk on that, so go check that out. Really good stuff to get you ready for the offseason and next year, just to enjoy what's going on this year. So it's tons there. We'll have NASCAR this week. We'll have UFC. We'll have tons of football coming out with Richard stuff, Nape stuff. A new writer supposed to be coming on this week. We'll have the Taco Report. Around the Bases records tonight. We'll have your NFL DFS 2-point conversion tomorrow night. Tons to like at TheSportsDGens, TheSportsDGens.com. Hit me up on Twitter at BDNTrick. I'll help you the best I can get ready for your 15-game slate, which is locked and loaded. I'm saving money at pitching. You don't have to if you don't want to, but I am because I'm going to have all Z bats and I'm going to pray for all Z monies. So good luck to all tonight. Let's get it in. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 19th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.